In episode 1, I told you my story, the fire, the betrayal, the rebuilding. In episode 2, I show you the one thing I believe most aspiring founders get wrong. Today, I want to ask you one question. When is the last time you went to bed thinking, I did really good work today, and I still have something left for the people I love? If it's been a while, that's not a failure, that's a signal. And that signal has a name. I call it the founder last model. It's what happens when you build a business that demands everything. Your time, energy, health, your presence with your family, and gives almost nothing back. I lived in that model for years, and it nearly cost me everything. Welcome to The Graceful Founder. I'm Katie Bother, and today we are talking about a different way, what I call the Founder First Principle. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Founder first? That sounds selfish. It's not. Here is what it actually means. You build your business around your life, not your life around your business. You protect the things that matter most. Your health, your rest, your family, your walk with God, before you say yes to another client, another launch, another platform. And here is the part that might feel counterintuitive. You serve from the overflow, not from depletion, exhaustion, or quiet desperation. You are surviving, but you are not thriving. And deep down, you know the difference. Let's talk about why this matters more than ever. As you know, AI can work 24/7. Algorithms never sleep. The digital world is designed to make you feel like you should be always on as well. And so many founders, especially women, are trying to keep up. More content, more posts, more offers, more hustle. But here is what the research shows. Working more hours doesn't mean getting more done. Stanford found that productivity drops sharply after 50 hours a week. After 55, you are spinning your wheels. People working 70 hours accomplished about the same as those working 55. A major UK study tested a 4-day work week across dozens of companies. Revenue actually increased with 20% fewer hours. 92% kept the policy. And here is something that hit me when I was researching this episode. Women entrepreneurs are 47% more likely than men to shut down their business because of family or personal reasons, not because they failed at business, because the business model failed them. It demanded everything and gave nothing to little back. The hustle hard message isn't just exhausting. It's actually counterproductive. So let me show you 3 signs this might be happening to you. And more importantly, what to do about each one. Sign number 1. You have lost your sense of safety. You know this feeling, right? You wake up and right away your chest tightens. Every email feels like urgent. Every decision feels high stakes. You are not thinking strategically. You are just reacting, putting out fires, jumping from one crisis to the next. And here is what happens when you live in that mode. You keep changing direction. New strategy, new offer, new platform. Not because you are flaky, because nothing feels stable enough to commit to. That's a shining object syndrome. And it's not a character flaw. It's a symptom of operating from fear instead of clarity. If you heard my story in episode 1, I was there too. After my marriage ended, every decision felt like it would break me. I couldn't think past the next 24 hours. So here is what I want you to hear. You don't need another strategy. You need safety. Get clear on your calling. Why you are doing in the first place. Not the Instagram version, you know, the real one. The one between you and God. Then, create what I call a code of care. Non-negotiable boundaries that protect your well-being. Not optional. Not when I have time first. When you make decisions from clarity instead of crisis, everything changes. The shining objects lose their power. You stop reacting and start leading. Safety isn't a luxury. It's the foundation everything else gets built on. Now let's talk about sign number 2. You are hiding who you are. This one is tender, but please stay with me, okay? Maybe you have created a professional persona, a version of yourself that feels disconnected from who you actually are. Maybe you hide your faith because you are worried about being too Christian for your market. Or maybe you copy other people's messaging because you are not sure your own voice is enough. Or maybe there is a constant fear of being found out. Like if people really knew you, your doubts, your mess, your imperfect life, they wouldn't buy from you. I was there too. Here's what the research tells us. Maintaining a persona that doesn't align with your core values is exhausting. It drains energy you don't even realize you are spending. And that hidden drain accelerates burnout in ways we often don't realize until we are already in crisis. You cannot build a sustainable business on a foundation of hiding who you are. So here is the antidote. Show up as you. Faith and all. Your message comes from your actual story, not a manufactured persona, not someone else's voice. And I know that feels scary. Believe me, I know. After everything I shared in episode 1, the betrayal, the near collapse, putting myself back out there was terrifying. But here is what I discovered. The moment I stopped hiding, the right people started finding me. Your mess is not your disqualification. It's your authority. The people you are called to serve, they need to hear your voice, not a polished imitation of someone else. Now, let's talk about sign number 3. You have abandoned rhythm. Let me ask you something, sister. And I want you to be really honest, okay? When's the last time you took a real day off? Not a day where you just check email real quick. Not a day where you were technically off, but mentally still working. I'm talking about a real unplugged, restful day. If you cannot remember, that's telling you something. But It's not just about rest. It's about rhythm. You know, God is a God of rhythm. You are so busy doing that you never stop to ask, is this actually working? Am I moving towards something meaningful? Or am I just busy? Weeks go by, you realize you have been working really hard on things that didn't actually matter. Me too, guilty as charged. So small problems you didn't notice have grown into bigger ones. The business is running you instead of you running the business. And your family? They are getting leftovers. Not your best. Can you resonate? This is what researchers call time poverty. The feeling of never having enough hours, even though you have the same 24 as everyone else. It's epidemic among women entrepreneurs and leaders. Here is a truth that changed everything for me. Rest isn't the enemy of productivity. It's the fuel for it. Microsoft Japan tried a 4-day week and saw a 40% boost in productivity. Yep, you hear me right. 40%. We have just been told otherwise for so long that it feels wrong to believe it. So here is what I want you to build. First, honor a Sabbath rhythm, whatever that looks like for you. Protect your creative spark. Work from energy, not exhaustion. Second, let's create a weekly check-in. 15 minutes every Friday. What worked? What didn't? What needs your attention next week? I call this the CEO debrief. It's not optional. It's how you catch small problems before they become bigger ones. Even you are just a solo entrepreneur, okay? And third, own your calendar. Your time serves your priorities, not everyone else's emergencies. Your family gets your best, not your leftovers. When you protect your rhythm, you actually have more to give, not less. That's what it means to serve from the overflow. What we just talked about, the founder first principle, it's the foundation of everything I teach, and it's why I built POOF, Power of One Framework. But instead of telling you what's inside, let me share with you what life can look like on the other side. I want you to imagine this. 90 days from now, you know exactly who you serve and exactly what you offer. You can explain it in one sentence, and it lights you up every time you say it. You have a signature message that's clear and magnetic. Because I, as your coach, did the market research for you. Not a template, not a guess. Actual research on your audience, your market, your unique positioning. You have a premium offer that's built and priced. A complete sales system from opt-in to checkout page. And your first paying clients. Real proof that this works. And here is the part that matters most to me. You have a Sabbath pace schedule that's sustainable, not soul crushing. Your family gets your best. Your calling gets your focus, and you get to breathe and feel so fulfilled. That is what POOF builds in 90 days through three phrases. First phrase, one life. Second phrase, one message. Third phrase, one plan. One life. We start with you, the founder first foundation we have been talking about today. Your season, your capacity, your non-negotiables. everybody is different. Because most programs skip this, and that's why everything crumbles. One message, your authentic, hyper-specific voice that no algorithm can replicate. And I don't leave you guessing. I do the market research for you and hand you a complete messaging playbook. One plan, one core offer, one audience, one clear path to sustainable income. 8 modules, every step map out. Doors open later this month. We only have 8 to 10 funding spots. If you haven't figured out yet, this is my comeback cohort, which means your transformation isn't just your win, it's mine too. I have everything riding on your success story. That's a kind of aligned incentive and partnership that most programs will never offer you. I would like to take this opportunity to invite you, if you hurt yourself in any of those 3 signs, if something in you is whispering, there has to be a different way. Go to www.sheinherited.com/waitlist or just check the link in the show notes. When you join the waitlist, you lock in the lowest price we'll ever offer. You get first access when doors open, and you will receive behind-the-scenes content we only share with our inner circle. Even if you are not sure, I will encourage you get on the list. There is no obligation anyway. But when those 8 to 10 funding spots open, the women on the list get the first opportunity. Again, the link is in the show note. I want to leave you with something. You have probably heard this phrase. You cannot pour from an empty cup. It's become almost cliche at this point. But here is what I have come to understand. God never asked us to pour from an empty cup or half empty cup. That was never His design for us. He asked us to be filled first with rest, safety, with His presence, and then to serve from that overflow. If you have been running on empty or half empty, if you have been feeling guilty every time you rest, if you have been believing that hustle is the only way to honor your calling, there is another way, a more graceful way. Thank you for being here with me today. I don't take it lightly. I will see you in the next episode. Until then, build gracefully.